This is Radio 4. For the Sunday play, we present The Shoemaker's Holiday by Thomas Dekker. Now, this year may well be the quadricentenary of Dekker's birth. He was born about the year 1570. In this pleasant comedy of the gentle craft, which was first performed at court on the 1st of January in the year 1600, the part of Simon Eyre, the shoemaker, is played by the late Sir Donald Woolfit, who also speaks the prologue. The Shoemaker's Holiday.
To all good fellows, professors of the gentle craft of what degree soever, kind gentlemen and honest boon companions, I present you here with a merry, conceited comedy called The Shoemaker's Holiday, as it was acted by my Lord Admiral's players on New Year's Day in the year 1600, before the Queen's Most Excellent Majesty, for the mirth and pleasant matter by Her Highness graciously accepted. Take all in good worth that is well intended, for nothing is purposed but mirth. Mirth lengtheneth long life, which with all other blessings I heartily wish you. Farewell.
My Lord Mayor.
My Lord Lincoln.
You have sundry times feasted myself and many courtiers more. Seldom or never can we be so kind to make requital of your courtesy.
About leaving this.
I hear my nephew Lacey is much affected to your daughter Rose.
True, my good lord. And she loves him so well that I mislike her boldness in the chase.
Take heed, my lord. Advise you what you do. A very unthrift lives not in the world than is my nephew. But I'll tell you what. 'Tis now almost a year since he requested to travel countries for experience. Scant had he journeyed through half Germany, but all his coin was spent, his men cast off, his bills embezzled, and my jolly cuz, ashamed to show his bankrupt presence here, became a shoemaker in Wittenberg. A goodly science for a gentleman of such descent.
And yet your nephew Roland might do well now he hath learned an occupation.
Aye, but I have a better trade for him.
Oh?
I thank his majesty. He hath appointed him chief colonel of these companies mustered in London and the shires about to serve his highness in these wars of France. See where he comes. Nephew, what news with you?
His highness will decrees I ship for France with all my powers. He would not for a million, but I should land at Dieppe within 4 days.
Then, nephew Lacey, in what forwardness are all your companies?
All well prepared. The men of Hertfordshire lie at Mile End. Suffolk and Essex train in Tothill Fields. The Londoners and those of Middlesex all gallantly prepared in Finsbury, with frolic spirits long for their parting hour.
My lord of Lincoln, and if it please your nephew Lacey come to the Guildhall, he shall receive his pay. And £20 besides, my brethren, will freely give him to approve our loves we bear unto my lord, your uncle here.
I thank your honor.
Thanks, my good lord mayor.
At the Guildhall, we will expect your coming.
Nephew, that £20 he doth bestow for joy to rid you from his daughter Rose.
Oh.
But cousin Lacey, now here are none but friends. I would not have you cast an amorous eye upon so mean a project as the love of a gay, wanton, painted citizen.
But, uncle,
I know this churl, even in the height of scorn, doth hate the mixture of his blood with thine.
I care not.
I pray thee, do thou so. Remember, cuz, what honorable fortunes wait on thee.
My lord, I will so guide my actions in pursuit of France as shall add glory to the Lacey's name.
Cuz, for those words, here's 30 Portuguese.
How gladly would my uncle have me gone.
Stay, cousin. Who be these?
Leave whining, Jane. Leave whining. Away with this whimpering, this puling, these blubbering tears from my eyes. I'll get thy husband discharged. I warrant thee, sweet Jane. No, go to.
Master, here be the captain.
Peace, hot shit. Peace.
You be the cavaliers and the colonels,
peace,
master.
Peace, Herc, peace, my fine Ferdinand. Now stand by with your fishery-pashery away. I'm a man of the best presence. I'll speak to them and they were popes. Gentlemen, captains, colonels, commanders, brave men, brave leaders, now may it please you to give me audience. I am Simon Eyre, the mad shoemaker of Tower Street.
This Simon
wench
Eyre.
With the mealy mouth that'll never tire is my wife, I can tell you. Now here's Hodge, my man and my foreman.
Aye, sir.
Here's Firk, the fine firking journeyman.
Aye, sir.
And this is Blubber Jay. Now all we come to be suitors for this honest wraith. Keep him at home. And as I am a true shoemaker and a gentleman of the gentle craft, buy spurs yourself, and I'll find your boots these 7 years.
7 years, husband?
Peace, midriff, peace. I know what I do. Peace.
Truly, Master Colonel, you shall do God good service to let Rafe and his wife stay together.
Let him stay. Else shall I be undone.
Truly, my friends, it lies not in my power. The Londoners are pressed, paid, and set forth by the Lord Mayor. I cannot change a man.
Oh, why, then, you were as good be a corporal as the colonel if you cannot discharge one good fellow?
Well said, melancholic Hodge. Truly, gentlemen, it were ill done for such as you to stand so stiffly against a poor young wife. She's new married, but let that pass. Her husband is a young man, but newly entered, but let that pass.
Oh, yeah. Now, away with your pishery-pashery, your polls and your eddy-polls. Peace, midriff. Silence, Cecily Bumthicket. Peace, scoundrels. Now, you see this man, Rafe? Captains, you will not release him. Well, let him go. He's a proper shot. Let him vanish. Now, peace, Jane, dry thy tears. They'll make his powder dankish. Take him, brave men. Hector of Troy was an hackney to him. Hercules and Termagant, scoundrels. Prince Arthur's round table, by the Lord of Ludgate, ne'er fed such a tall, such a dapper swordsman. By the life of Pharaoh, a brave, resolute swordsman. Oh, peace, Jane. I say no more, mad knaves.
I'm glad, good Master Eyre, it is my hap to meet so resolute a soldier. Is thy name Rafe?
Yes, sir.
Give me thy hand. Thou shalt not want, as I am a gentleman. Woman, be patient. God no doubt will send thy husband safe again, but he must go. His country's quarrel says it shall be so.
Nephew, the Lord Mayor and the Alderman at the Guildhall attend our coming. I do request you with all speed you may to hasten thither.
Come, uncle, let us go. Rafe, hide to your colors.
Alas, my Rafe.
Oh, husband, she cannot speak for weeping.
Now, peace, wife. Now, peace, you cracked groats. Your mustard tokens disquiet not the brave soldier. Go thy ways, Rafe.
Aye, you bid him go. What shall I do when he is gone?
What be doing with me or my fellow Hodge? Be not idle.
Now, let me see thy hand, Jane. This fine hand, this white hand, these pretty fingers must spin, must card, must work. Work, you bombast cotton candle queen. Work for your living with a pox to you. Hold thee, Rafe. Here's 5 sixpences for thee.
Oh, master.
Fight for the honor of the gentle craft, for the gentlemen shoemakers, the courageous cordwainers, the flower of St. Martin's, the mad knaves of Bedlam, Fleet Street, Tower Street, and Whitechapel. Crack me the crowns of the French knaves, a box on them. Crack them. Fight by the Lord of Ludgate. Fight, my fine boy.
Yay, master, yay.
Hey, Rafe, here's 3 tuppences.
Thank you, Firk.
2 carrying into France. The third shall wash hell souls at parting. For sorrow is dry. For my sake, Firk the basey monkews.
Rafe, I am heavy at parting, but here's a shilling for thee. Oh,
thank you, Hodge.
God send thee to cram thy slops with French crowns and thy enemies' bellies with bullets.
I thank you, master, and I thank you all. Now, gentle wife, my loving, lovely Jane. Rich men at parting give their wives rich gifts, jewels and rings to grace their lily hands. Thou know'st our trade makes rings for women's heels. Here, take this pair of shoes. Cut out by Hodge, stitched by my fellow Firk, seamed by myself, made up and pinked with letters for thy name. Wear them, my dear Jane, for your husband's sake. And every morning when thou pullst them on, remember me and pray for my return.
Oh, my Rafe.
sit I down upon this flowery bank and make a garland for my Lacey's head. These pinks, these roses, and these violets, these blushing gillyflowers, these marigolds, carry not half such beauty in their cheeks as the sweet countenance of my Lacey doth. Oh, my most unkind father, here as a thief am I imprisoned for my dear Lacey's sake within these walls which by my father's cost were builded up for better purposes. Here must I languish for him that doth as much lament, I know, mine absence, as for him I pine in woe.
Good morrow, young Mistress Rose. I'm sure you make that garland for me against I shall be Lady of the Harvest.
Sybil, what news at London?
Oh, none but good.
Well?
My Lord Mayor, your father.
Yes.
And Master Philpot, your uncle.
Yes.
And Master Scott, your cousin, and Mistress Frigbottom by Doctor's Commons. Do all
yes,
by
yes.
My troth send you most hearty commendations.
Did Lacey send kind greetings to his love?
Oh, yes, at a cry. By my troth, I scant knew him.
What?
Here he wore a scarf, and here a scarf. Here a bunch of feathers, and here precious stones and jewels, and a pair of garters. Oh, monstrous. Like one of your yellow silk curtains at home here in Old Ford House, here in Master Bellymount's chamber.
Oh.
I stood at our door in Cornhill, looked at him. He at me, indeed. Spake to him, but he not to me, not a word.
Oh, Sybil.
Mary Gupp, thought I, with a wanyan. He passed by me as proud Marifoe. You grown humorous, thought I, and so shut the door, and in I came.
Oh, Sybil, how dost thou my Lacey wrong? My Roland is as gentle as a lamb. No dove was ever half so mild as he.
Mild? Yea, as a bushel of stamp crabs.
Oh, Sybil!
He looked upon me as sour as verjuice.
Oh.
Go thy ways, thought I. Thou mayst be much in my gaskins, but nothing in my nether stocks. This is your fault, mistress, to love him that loves not you.
Will my love leave me, then, and go to France?
I know not that, but I'm sure I see him stalk before the soldiers. By my troth, he's a proper man. But he is proper that proper doth. Let him go snick up, young mistress.
Get thee to London, Sybil, and learn perfectly whether my Lacey go to France or no. Do this, and I will give thee, for thy pains, my cambric apron, and my Romish gloves, my purple stockings, and a stomacher.
Oh,
say, thou wilt do this, Sybil, for my sake.
Oh, will I, quotha? By my troth, yes, I'll go.
Oh.
A cambric apron, gloves, a pair of purple stockings, and a stomacher. I'll sweat in purple, mistress, for you. I'll take anything that comes in God's name. Oh, rich, a cambric apron. Oh, faith, then, habit, up tails all. So sing with me in jollity and leave all cares behind. So sing with me in jollity and up tails all. And up tails all. And up tails up. Tails all.
Van in vor van Gelderland frolic die bien. He was as drunk he couldn't yet stand up, so sie bien. Trap, et sie kann die Kell, bring schöne Mannequin.
How many shapes have gods and kings devised thereby to compass their desired loves? It is no shame for Roland Lacey, then, to clothe his cunning with the gentle craft, and in the semblance of a Dutch shoemaker, this early morning walk the streets of London. That thus disguised I may unknown possess the only happy presence of my Rose. For her have I forsook my charge in France, incurred the king's displeasure, and stirred up rough hatred in mine uncle Lincoln's breast. But thus it must be. For her cruel father, hating the single union of our souls, did secretly convey my Rose from London to bar me of her presence. But I trust fortune and this disguise will further me once more to view her beauty, gain her sight.
Yonder in Tower Street with Air the Shoemaker, mean I a while to work. I know the trade. I learnt it when I was in Wittenberg. The gentle craft is living for a man.
Er was ein Wohlfahrtsgeldeland, frohlich sie fiel. Die was als Drunk, die kunden jetzt stand up, soll sie bien. Tat es sie kann erkennen, bringt schöne Manneken.
Where be these boys, these girls, these grabs, these scoundrels? They wallow in the fat brewis of my bounty and lick up the crumbs of my table, yet will not rise to see my walks cleansed. Come out, you powder beef queens. What Nan? What Madge Mumblecrust? Come out, you fat midriff swag belly whores, and sweep me these kennels, that the noisome stench offend not the nose of my neighbors. What Firk, I say? What Hodge? Open my shop windows. What Firk, I say?
Oh, master, help. Is it you that speak Barndog on Bedlam this morning? I was in a dream. News what madman was got into the street so early. Have you drunk this morning? Your throat is so clear.
Well said, Ferg. Well said, Ferg. Now to work, my fine knave. To work, to work. Wash thy face and thou'll be more blessed.
I'll let them wash my face if they'll eat it.
Away, you sloven. Avaunt, you scoundrel.
Good morrow, Hodge. Good morrow, my fine foreman.
Oh, master, good morrow. Oh, you're an early stir. He's a fair morning. Good morrow, Firk. I could have slept this hour. He's a brave day to
work. Oh, haste to work, my fine foreman. Haste to work.
Master, I'm as dry as dust with my fellow Hodge talk of fair weather. Let us pray for good leather. Let clowns and ploughboys and those that work in the fields pray for bright days. We work in a dry shop. What care I if it rains?
Cold's the wind and wet's the rain. Saint, you be our good speed. Ill is the weather that bringeth no gain, nor helps good hearts to need. Ill is the weather that bringeth no gain, nor helps good hearts in need.
How now, Dame Margery? Yeah. Can you see to rise? Chip and go and call up the drabs you made.
See to rise? I hope 'tis time enough, 'tis early enough for any woman to be seen abroad. I marvel how many wives in Tower Street are up so soon. God's meat is not noon. Here's a yawling.
Peace, Margery, peace. Where's Cicely Bum Trinket, your maid? She has a privy fault. She farts in her sleep. Call the queen up. If my men want shoe thread, I'll swinge her in a stirrup.
For life, yonder's a brother of the gentle craft. If he bear not to use his bones, I'll forfeit my bones. He's some uplandish workman. Hire him, good master.
Peace, Firk, a hard world. Let him pass, let him vanish.
Hire him, master, that I may learn some gibble gum.
Nay, nay, my fine Firk, we've journeymen in now.
Good master, it'll make us work the faster.
Oh, well, now.
Hey, husband, you best follow your men's counsel. We shall see what will come on. We have not many now, but we must entertain every butterbox.
For God, if my master follow your counsel, he'll consume little beef. He should be glad of men, and he can catch them.
Oh, George, that he shall.
Poor God, a proper man, and I warrant. A fine workman. Master, farewell. Dame, adieu. If such a man as he cannot find work, Hodge is not for you.
No, stay, my fine Hodge.
Wait, if Hodge's removed, Firk follows. If St. Hughes's bones shall not be set to work, I may prick mine all in the walls and go play. Fare ye well, master. Goodbye, Dame.
No. Tarry, my fine Hodge, my brisk foreman.
Stay, Firk.
Hey, let him go.
Peace, you pudding broth. By the Lord of Ludgate, I love my men as my life.
Oh, let that pass.
Peace, you galley Morphrey. Hodge, if he want work, I'll hire him. Now, one of you to him. Oh, stay, he comes to us.
Good and dark, mister.
Here, you friend. What's thy name?
Hans.
Hans Müller.
Well, give me thy hand, lad, welcome. Hodge, entertain him. Firk, bid him welcome. Hans.
Yes.
Yeah, now, run, wife. Bid your maids, your trullybubs, make ready my fine men's breakfast and bring in beer. To him, Hodge.
Hans, thou art welcome.
Danke.
Use thyself friendly, for we're good fellows. If not, thou shalt be fought with, wert thou bigger than a giant.
Giant drunk with, wert thou gargantuan. My master keeps no cowards, I tell thee.
Oh, boy! Bring him in an eel block. Here's a new journeyman.
Quick, snipper, snapper away. Firk, scour thy throat. Thou shalt wash it with Castilian liquor. See, now this beer comes hopping in well. Come, give me a can. Now have two of thee, Hans. Here, Hodge. Here, Firk. Drink your mad leeks and work like true Trojans. And pray for Simon Eyre, the shoemaker. Drink, Hans, and welcome.
Round the world, round the world, and here kind may to thee. There's in the dirt for St. Hugh's soul, and down in Mary Lee. Down, down, hey, down, 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 hey, down, 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 Mary. Oh, well done to me, there come, bring comfort's gentle joy.
Hey, oh, well done to me, there come,
hey, oh, well done, well done, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Is so, Dame Clapper Dudgeon. Yes. It's 7 o'clock, yes. And my men's breakfast not ready. Trip and go, you soused conger. Away!
Ow!
Come, you mad Hyperboreans. Follow me, Hodge. Follow me, Hans. Go. Come after me, fine folk.
Right, sir.
And ere your breakfast be ready, to work. To work a while.
Aye, to work.
Ya can see.
Not far. This way with winged feet he fled from death, whilst the pursuing hound sending his steps find out his highway to destruction. Besides, the miller's boy told me even now that long he could not hold.
If it be so, Cousin Hammond, 'tis best we trace these meadows by old Ford.
Cousin, let's away.
Good night, get up.
Come on.
Why, Sybil, wilt thou prove a forester?
Upon some, no. Forester, go by. No faith, mistress. The deer came running into the barn, through the orchard, and over the pale. I looked as pale as a new cheese to see him. But whip, says Goodman Pinclose, my lord mayor shall eat of him anon when he comes.
Hark! Hark, the hunters come. You best take heed. They'll have a saying to you for this deed.
God save you, fair ladies.
Ladies, so gross.
It came not a buck this way.
No, but two does.
And which way went they? Faith, we'll hunt at those.
At those? Upon some, no.
Upon some, aye.
Ah, this way he ran indeed, fair Mistress Rose. Our game was lately in your orchard scene.
Can you advise which way he took his flight?
Trust me, not I. He fled some other way.
Which way, my sugar candy, can you show?
Come up, good honey sops, upon some now.
Why do you stay and not pursue your game?
A deer more deer is found within this place.
But not the deer, sir, which you had in chase.
I chased the deer, but this deer chaseth me.
The strangest hunting that ever I see.
What? Master Hammond! Welcome to Old Court.
God's Peterkin's hands off, sir. Here's my lord.
I hear you had ill luck, Master Hammond, and lost your game.
It is true, my lord mayor.
I'm sorry for the same. What gentleman is this?
My brother-in-law.
The Lord Mayor.
You're welcome both. Sith fortune offers you into my hands, you shall not part from hence until you have refreshed your wearied limbs. Go, Sybil, cover the board. You shall be guest to no good cheer, but even a hunter's feast.
I thank your lordship. Cousin, on my life,
our lost Venson, I shall find a wife.
Exile you what second, Hans.
Yeah?
This ship that coming from Candy is all full by hot sacrament von sugar, civet, almonds, cambric, and all dingen, thousand ding. Nempt it, Hans. Nempt it for you, maester. Da be the bills for lading. Your maester, Simon Eyre, shall a hook over. What say you, Hans?
What says the Dutch skipper? What second the riggin' the coat and sloping? Laugh, Hodge, laugh.
Ja, aber mein lieber Bruder Fir, bring Mr. Eyre to den Sign und Swanekin.
Hi?
The Inn of the Sign of the Swanekin.
Oh.
There shall you find this Dutch skipper and me. What second you, Bruder Fir? Do it, Hodge. Come, skipper.
Ja, we're going.
Bring him into the Sign of the Swan, quoth he?
Ah. Here's no knavery.
Bring my master to buy a ship worth the lading of 200,000 or 300,000 pounds.
Oh, well, that's nothing. A trifle, a bauble, Lodge.
The truth is, Farrell, that the merchant owner of the ship dare not show his head. And therefore, this skipper that deals for him, for the love he bears to Hans, offers my master heir a bargain in the commodities.
Yay. But can my fellow Hans lend my master these 20 portmanteaus as an earnest penny?
Portly goose, thou would say.
Oh.
Gold coins. Here they be, Firk. Ah, they tingle in my pocket like some merry old bells.
Crap, Mom. Here comes me dame and me master. Uh-oh. Oh, she'll scold on me like a loiter in this Monday. But all's one, let them all say what they can. Monday's our holiday. How's a wind down?
It's a rain.
Thank you, be our good speed.
But I beshrew your heart, I fear, for this your singing we shall smart.
Smart for me, Dane? Why, Dane? Why?
Master, I hope you'll not suffer my dame to take down your journeyman.
She take me down, I'll take her up. Yeah, yeah, and take her down too. A button all lower.
Peace, not I, Hodge. By the life of Pharaoh, by the Lord of Ludgate, by this beard, every hair whereof I value at a king's ransom, she shall not meddle
but
with
husband,
her. Peace, you bombast cotton candle queen. Away, queen of clubs. Quarrel not with me and my men, with me and my fine firk. I'll firk you if you do.
Yeah, you may use me as you please, but let that pass.
Let it pass, let it vanish away. Peace! Well, am I not Simon Eyre? Are not these my brave men, brave shoemakers, all gentlemen of the gentle craft? Prince am I none, yet am I nobly born, as being the sole son of a shoemaker. Oh. Away, rubbish! Vanish, melt! Melt like your kitchen stuff.
Yeah, it is well. I must be called rubbish, kitchen stuff, for a peck of knaves.
Knaves?
Nay, dame, you shan't weep and wailing woe for me.
Not right.
Master, I'll stay no longer. Okay. Here's a venetry in me shop tools. Adieu, master. Hodge, farewell.
Nay, stay, Firk. Thou shalt not go alone.
I pray, let him go. There'll be more maids than Morkin, more men than Hodge. And more fools than Firk.
Fools?
Nails. If I tarry now, all me guts might be turned to shoot. Right?
And if I say, I pray God I may be turned to a Turk and sitting Finsbury for boys to shoot at.
Stay,
my fine knaves. You arms of my trade, you pillars of my profession. What shall I... Shall a tittle-tattle's words make you forsake Simon Eyre?
Well, I'll let that pass.
Avaunt, kitchen stuff. Rip your brown bread tannikin out of my sight. Move me not. Haven't I tamed you from selling tripes in Eastcheap and set you in my shop and made you hail fellow with Simon Eyre, the shoemaker? Ooh. And now do you deal thus with my journeyman? Look, you powder beef. Queen on the face of Hodge. Now there's a face for a lord. And look on Master Firk. Now here's a face for any lady in Christendom. Rip your chitterling, avaunt!
Oh.
Boy,
Bid the capster of the Boar's Head fill me a dozen cans of beer for my journeyman.
A dozen cans? Mm. Oh, brave! Oh, now I'll stay.
And I.
And boy, if the knave fills any more than two, he pays for them. A dozen cans of beer for my journeyman. Now, hear you, my mad Mesopotamians. Soon you'll wash your livers with this liquor. So to work a while. Ya can see. Now, ya can see.
Well, ya can see me, let me alone, and I come to it.
Well, master, All this is from the bias. Do you remember the ship my fellow Hans told you of?
Well.
The skipper and he are both drinking at the Swan. Here be his Portuguese coins to give earnest.
Well?
If you go through with it, you cannot choose but be a lord at least.
You see, master, we've been bargaining with Skellum Scanderbag. Uh-huh. Can you touch Sprecum for a ship of silk cypress lightened with sugar candy?
Peace, Firk. Silence, tittle-tattle. Fella Hodge. I'll go through with it.
Oh, master.
I have here Fella Hansie's fine coins. Bring me to the sign of the Swanikin.
Good day, Mr. Eyre. This be the skipper that had the ship for merchandise. The commodity been good. Nempt it, mister. Nempt it.
God a mercy, Hans. Welcome, skipper. Now, where lies this ship of merchandise?
The ship be in it the weaver. Torby van Suke, Seavit, Almonds, Cambric, and a thousand things. Hot sacrament. Nempt it, meester. You shall have a good copper.
Sweet master, oh, sweet master, sweet wares. Prunes, almonds, sugar candy, carrot roots, turnips, oh, brave fat in me. Let not a man buy a nut meat but yourself.
Peace, Firk. Come, skipper, I'll go aboard with you.
Yeah, mister.
Come, Hans, follow me.
Yeah, mister.
Skipper, thou shalt have my countenance in the city. Here a velvet coat, and I've sent for my alderman's guarded gown and a damask cassock. See where it comes. Look here, Maggie. Help me, Firk. Apparel me, Hodge. Silken satin, you mad Philistines. Silken satin.
Oh, my master and alderman. You'll be as proud as a dog in a doublet. All in beaten damask and velvet.
Now, softly, Firk. For rearing of the nap and wearing threadbare my garments. How dost thou like me, Firk? How do I look, sir, my fine Hodge?
Why, now you look like yourself, master. I warrant you there's few in the city but will give you the wall and come upon you with a right worshipful.
No, to see what good raiment doth. Dame, are you not enamored?
Oh, I say so, Maggie. Am I not brisk? Am I not fine?
Oh, fine. By me troth, sweetheart, very fine. By me troth, I never liked thee so well in me life, sweetheart. But let that pass. I warrant there be many women in the city who have not so handsome husbands about their apparel, but let that pass too.
But come, Dame, I hope you'll chide us no more now that master's older than
No, Purdy Hodge. I'd feel honour creep upon me. And what's more, a certain rising in me flesh. But let that pass. Well, come, I'll go in. Arge, prithee, go before me. Firk, follow me.
Firk, thou follow. Hodge, pass out in state.
How now, good Dodger?
What would me, Lord of Lincoln?
What's the news from France?
Upon the 18th day of May, the French and English were prepared to fight.
Each side with eager fury gave the sign of a most hot encounter.
Yes, it is.
5 long hours, both armies fought together.
Yes, but...
At the length, the lot of victory fell on our sides.
And Dodger, prithee, tell me, in this fight, how did my nephew Lacey bear himself?
My lord, your nephew Lacey was not there.
Not there?
No, me good lord.
Oh, sure thou mistakest.
Me lord, I am advised that what I speak is true. To prove it so, his cousin Askew, that supplied his place, sent me for him from France, that secretly he might convey himself thither.
Is it even so? Has he despised my love, and spurned those favors which I with prodigal hand poured on his head? Procure the king to crown his giddy brows with ample honors. Send him chief colonel, on all my hope, thus to be dashed. Upon my life, I found out his plot. That old dog love that fawned upon him so. Love to that puling girl, his fair-cheeked rose, the Lord Mayor's daughter, hath distracted him. Dodger, it is so.
I fear so, me good lord.
It is so. Nay, sure, it cannot be. I'm at my wit's end. Dodger.
Yea, me lord.
Thou art acquainted with my nephew's haunts. Spend this gold for thy pains.
Oh, sir.
Go seek him out. Watch at my Lord Mayor's. There, if he live, Dodger, thou shalt be sure to meet with him. Prithee, be diligent. Be circumspect.
I warrant you, my lord.
Good Master Dodger. Here, my good lord.
Ere you tell me all the news you bring, I will be bold with you to be a witness to a wedding knot betwixt young Master Hammond and my daughter. Oh, stand aside. See where the lovers come.
Can it be possible you love me so? No, Master Hammond. Within those eyeballs I espy apparent likelihoods of flattery. Pray now, let go my hand.
Sweet Mistress Rose, I love you by this hand.
Yet, hands off now. If flesh be frail, how weak and frail's your vow?
What? Square thee, Master Dodger?
Sir, never doubt. Lovers are quickly in and quickly out.
Sweet Rose, be not so strange in fancying me. Oh. Nay, never turn aside. Shun not my sight. If you will love me so, if not, farewell.
Why, how now, lovers? Are you both agreed?
Yes, faith, my lord.
Tis well. Give me your hand.
Lord.
Give me yours, daughter.
But, father, I...
Hello. Both pull back. What means this, girl?
I mean to live a maid.
Will you still cross me, still be obstinate? But, Master Hammond, no. If you will have her, I'll make her agree.
Nay. Forced love is worse than hate to me.
There is a wench keeps shop in the old change. To her will I.
My good Lord Mayor, adieu. Old love for me. I have no luck with new...
Now, Mammit,
oh.
You have well behaved yourself.
Oh, Father.
But you shall curse your coyness if I live. Oh. Who's within there?
My lord.
Sybil, see you convey your mistress straight to the old fort.
Oh, no, Father.
I'll keep you straight enough.
Oh,
go,
Father.
Minion, in.
Oh, Father.
Now, Master Dodger, what's the news you bring?
The Earl of Lincoln, by me, greets your lordship and earnestly requests you, if you can, inform him where his nephew Lacey keeps.
Is not his nephew Lacey now in France?
No, I assure your lordship, but disguised lurks here in London.
Lurks in London? Well, Master Dodger, you perhaps may start him. Be but the means to rid him into France, I'll give you 12 angels for your pains.
Oh, Lord.
So much I love his honor, hate his nephew, and prithee, so inform thy lord from me.
I take my leave.
Farewell, good Master Dodger. Lacey in London. I dare pawn my life, my daughter knows thereof, and for that cause denied young Master Hammond in his love. Well, I am glad I sent her to Old Ford. God knows, 'tis late. To Guildhall I must hie. I know my brethren stay my company there to attend the choosing of a sheriff.
Oh,
aye.
Oh, thou goest too fast for me, Yon.
Oh.
Oh, Firk.
Aye, forsooth.
I pray thee, run, do you hear? Run to Guildhall and learn if my husband, Master Eyre, will take that worshipful vocation of Master Sheriff upon him.
Will take it?
Well, I be good perk.
Well, I go, and he should not take it. Perk swears to forswear him. Yes, forsooth. I go to Guildhall.
They win. Thou art too compendious and tedious.
How rare. Your Excellency's full of eloquence.
Nay, win. Thou wilt make me melancholic.
God forbid your worship should fall into that humour. I ran.
Oh, let me sit down now. Yes, and you here, Hans.
Your mistress.
And you here.
Aye, forsooth, dame. But a mistress, I should say, but the old term so sticks to the roof of my mouth I can hardly lick it off.
Even what thou wilt, good Hodge. Dame is a fair name for any honest Christian. Let that pass. How dost thou, Hans?
Oh, me, thank you, Frau.
Well, Hans and Hodge, you see, God has blessed your master, and Purdy, if ever he comes to be Master Sheriff of London, as with all mortal, you shall see. I will have some odd thing or other in a corner for you.
Oh.
I will not be your back friend, but let that pass. And, pray thee, tie my shoe.
I shall, Fro.
Hodge, thou knowest the length of my foot, as it's none of the biggest, so I thank God it's handsome enough. Prithee, let me have a pair of shoes made. Cork, good Hodge, wooden heel too.
You shall.
Art thou never acquainted with a farthingale maker, nor a French hood maker?
No.
Oh. I must enlarge me bum. How shall I look in a hood, I wonder?
As a cat out of a pillory.
Purdy, ugly, I think.
Oh, very well, I warrant you, mistress.
It's very hot. Must get me a fan or else a mask.
So you had need to hide your wrinkled face.
Fie upon it, how costly this world's calling is. Purdy, but that it's one of the wonderful works of God, I wouldn't deal with it. Is not fur come yet?
No, dame.
Then speak not so sad. Let it pulse and vanish, as my husband's worship says.
Oh, ich bin frolic. Let me see you so.
Mistress, will you drink a pipe of tobacco?
Oh, fire upon it, old Purdy. These filthy tobacco pipes are the most idle, slavering baubles that ever I've filled. Ugh, out upon it. God bless us. Men look not like men that use them.
Why, mistress, look over there.
Where?
It's Jane's husband, fellow Rafe.
Oh.
Why? Thou now lame. Oh. Hans, you make much of him. He's a brother of our trade, a good workman, and a tall soldier.
You be welcome, brother.
Purdy, I knew him not. How dost thou, good Rafe? I'm glad to see thee well.
I would, God, dame, you saw me as well as when I went from London into France.
Oh.
And Sirrah Rafe. What news? Well, what news in France?
Tell me, good Hodge. First, what news in England? How does my Jane? When didst thou see my wife? Where lives my poor heart? She'll be poor indeed, now I want limbs to get whereon to feed.
Limbs? Hast thou not hands, man? Thou shalt never see a shoemaker want bread, though he may but have three fingers on a hand.
Yet all this while I hear not of my Jane.
Oh, Rafe, your wife, Purdy, we know not what's become of her. No, she was here a while, and because she was married, grew more stately than became her. I checked her and so forth, and away she flung, never returned, nor said by nor barn. So as I tell you, Hodge, is not fur come yet?
No, forsooth.
And so as we heard not of her, but let that pass. Oh, Hans, look if fur be come.
Your, I shall, Fro.
So as I said.
Mandurai! Oh. Your fur, Caron.
It is Hans and Firk.
Oh, Hodge! Oh, mistress!
What?
Hodge! He has fallen ears! Mistress!
Yeah?
Pack up your looks. What? Up with your best apparel. My master is My master is called, knight, condemned by the cry of the country to be sheriff of the city for this famous year.
Now you come. Hurrah!
And time now being, a great many men in black gowns were asked for their voices and their hands, and my master had all their fists about his ears presently. And they cried, Oi! So I came away. Wherefore, without all other grieve, I do salute you, Mistress Shreve.
Yeah, my master is the great man, the Shreve.
Did I not tell you, mistress? Now I may boldly say good morrow to your worship.
Good morrow, good Hodge.
Aye?
I thank you, my good people all.
Oh, five.
Oh. Burke, hold up thy hand. Here's a threepenny piece for thy tidings.
It's but three items, I think. Yeah, it is three items. I smell those.
But, mistress, be ruled by me and do not speak so puerilely.
Tis the worship speaks so, not she. Oh. Now, five, mistress, speak me in the old key. To it for it. Ply your business, Hodge. I'll fill your bellies with good cheer till they cry twang.
See, my little brother. Here comes my master.
Master!
Hey, oh, master. Welcome home, Master Shreve. I pray God continue you in health and wealth.
See here, my Maggie, a chain. A gold chain for Simon Eyre. I shall make thee a lady. Here's a French hood for thee. On with it, on with it. Yeah. Yeah. Now, dress thy brows with this flap of a shoulder of mutton to make thee look lovely. Yeah. Where be my fine men?
Here, master.
I'll make over my shop and tools to thee.
Oh, master.
Burke, thou shalt be the foreman.
Oh, foreman.
Hands. Thou shalt have 100 for the 20 gold coins thou lent me. Be as mad knaves as your master sim air hath been, and you shall live to be sheriffs of London. How dost thou like me, Marjorie? Prince am I none, yet am I princely born. Burke, Hodge, hands.
I forget. What says your word?
Your master Shreve.
Now worship and honour your Babylonian knaves for the gentle craft. Oh, but I forget myself. Oh, yeah. I'm bidden by the Lord Mayor to dinner to Old Ford. He's come before and I must after. Come, Madge, on with your tinkets. Now, my fine Trojans, my fine Firk, my dapper Hodge, my honest hands, some device, some odd crotchet, some Morris or such like, for the honour of the gentleman shoemaker. Come, Madge, away. Shut up the shop, knaves, and make holiday. Meet me at Old Ford.
Trust me, Master Eyre. You want your life, good man. Old Ford as I myself.
Truly, I thank your lordship.
Would our bad cheer were worth the thanks you give.
Oh, good cheer, my lord mayor. Fine cheer. Fine house. Fine walls. All fine and neat.
Now, by my troth, does me good and all my brethren. Such a madcap fellow as thyself is entered into our society.
Ah, but my lord, he must learn now to put on gravity.
Peace, Maggie, a fig for gravity. When I go to Guildhall in my scarlet gown, I look as demurely as a saint and speak as gravely as a justice. But now I'm here at Old Ford, at my good Lord Mayor's house. Let it go by. Vanish, Maggie. No, I'll be merry. Away with flip-flap. What, honey? Prince am I, none yet am I, prince born. What says my lord mayor?
I had rather than £1,000 I had an heart but half so light as yours.
Why, what should I do, my lord? A pound of care pays not a dram of debt. No, let's be merry while we're young. Old age, sack and sugar will steal upon us ere we're aware.
Aye, it's well done. Mistress Eyre, pray, give good counsel to my daughter.
I hope Mistress Rose will have the grace to take nothing that's bad.
Pray God she do. For in faith, Mistress Eyre, keep still crosseth me.
Oh, Father.
There came of late a proper gentleman of fair revenues, whom gladly I would call my son-in-law. But my fine cockney would have none of him.
Oh, but...
Rose, you'll prove a coxcomb ere you die. A courtier or no man must please your eyes.
Oh, be ruled by me, sweet Rose.
Yes, Master Eyre.
That right for a man. Marry not with a boy that has no more hair on his face than thou hast on thy cheeks. A courtier, says your father. Wash. Go by. Now, stand not up and pishery-pashery. Those silken fellas are but painted images. Outsides, Rose. Now, their inner linings are torn.
No, my fine mouse. Marry me with a gentleman grocer like my Lord Mayor, your father. A grocer's a sweet trade. Plums. Had I a son or daughter should marry out of the generation and blood of the shoemakers, he should peck. What? The gentle trade is a living for a man through Europe, through the world.
What noise is this?
Oh, my Lord Mayor, a crew of good fellows that for love to your honor are come hither with a Morris dance. Come in, my Mesopotamians. Cheerily.
Master Eyre, are all these shoemakers?
All cordwainers, my good Lord Mayor, that now do leave their dancing for a song.
Oh, the month of May, the merry month of May, so frolic, so gay, and so green, so green, so green.
Oh, and then did I unto my true love say, sweet rose, thou shalt be.
Now the nightingale, the pretty nightingale, the sweetest singer in all the forest choir, every ceaseless grows, from here I know not sail, for yonder she sitteth, a breast against the grass.
I spy the cuckoo, the cuckoo, the cuckoo. See where she sitteth. Come away, my joy, come away, I prithee. I do not like the cuckoo should sing where my rose and I kiss and torn.
Merry month of May, so frolic, so gay, and so green, so green, so green.
Oh, then did I unto my true love say, sweet rose, sweet rose, thou shalt be my son.
My Lacey looks yon shoemaker that sang alone. For his sake, whose fair shape thou representst, good friend, Dutch shoemaker, I drink to thee.
Ik bedanke, good friend.
Ah, oh, see, Mistress Rose, you do not want judgment. You have drunk to the properest man I keep.
There be someone on there, possibly as proper as they.
Ah, tis true indeed. Sybil! Go fetch some wine to make these drink.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Good fellows, now go in and taste our cheer. Come, Master Eyre, let's have your company.
Cheerily, Firk. Tickle it, hands. Oh. And all for the honor of shoemakers.
What shall I do?
Why, what's the matter?
That Hans, the shoemaker, is my love, Lacey, disguised in that attire to find me out. How should I find the means to speak with him?
What mysteries? Never fear. I dare venture my maidenhead to nothing. And that's great odds that Hans, the Dutchman, when we come to London, shall not only see and speak with you, but in spite of all your father's policies, steal you away and marry you. Will not this please you? Away then, and up tails all!
So sing with me in jollity, and leave all cares behind, and follow your father, lest your absence cause him to suspect something. And sing with me in jollity, and up tails all, and up tails all, and up tails all. tails off.
Yonder the seamstress shop. And there my fair Jane sits, plying her needle as she sings. She's fair and lovely, but she is not mine. Oh, would she were. I am infortunate. I still love one, yet nobody loves me. I muse in other men what women see that I so want. Fine Mistress Rose was coy, and Jane too chaste. And for she thinks me wanton, she denies to cheer my cold heart with her sunny eyes. It doth me good to stand unseen to see her. I oft have stood in frosty evenings, a light burning by her, enduring biting cold, only to eye her. Muffled, I'll pass along and by that try whether she know me.
Sir, what is't you buy? What is't you lack, sir? Calico or lawn? Fine cambric shirts or bands? What will you buy?
That which thou wilt not sell. Faith, yet I'll try. How do you sell this handkerchief?
Oh, Master Hamel. But cheap.
And how these ruffs?
Cheap, too.
And how this band?
Cheap, too.
All cheap. Sell you then this hand?
It so much cost. Let go my hand.
I will do any task at your command. I would let go this beauty, were I not enjoined to disobey you by a power that controls kings. I love you.
So, now part.
With hands I may, but never with my heart. In faith, I love you.
I believe you do.
Shall a true love in me breed hate in you?
Oh, I hate you not.
Then you must love.
I do. What are you better now? I love not you.
Ah, Jane.
But pressed was he to these bitter wars in France.
My husband pressed for France. What was his name?
Ralph Damport.
Damport?
Aye.
Here's a letter sent from France to me. It doth contain the names that have been slain in every fight.
Your nephew Lacey went to France. I have not seen it.
Trust me, Sir Roger Oatley. Here I did hope to find him in your house.
Lodge in my house, say you? I let you know how careful I have been to keep my daughter free from all conference or speech of him.
Oh, Lord, help for God's sake. My mistress, oh, my young mistress.
Where is thy mistress? What's become of her?
She's gone. She's fled.
Gone? Whither has she fled?
I know not, forsooth. She's fled out of doors with Hans, the shoemaker. I saw them scud, 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 a piece of paint.
Fled with a shoemaker? Can this be true?
Oh, Lord, sir, as true as God's in heaven.
A love-turned shoemaker. I'm glad of this.
A Fleming butterbox, a shoemaker? Will she forget her birth, requite my care with such ingratitude? Scorn she, young Hammond, to love a honeykin, a needy knave? Well, let her fly. I'll not fly after her. Let her starve if she will. She's none of mine.
Be not so cruel, Sir Roger.
I'll not account of her as of my child. Was there no better object for her eyes but a foul, drunken lover, swill belly, a shoemaker? Oh, that's brave.
Yeah, I presume. It's a very bright shoe, and as fit as a pudding.
Aye. How now? What name is this? From whence comest thou?
No knight, sir. I am Firk the Shoemaker, Lusty George's chief lusty journeyman, and I come hither to take up the pretty leg of sweet Mistress Rose, and thus open your worship is in as good health as I was at the making thereof. I'll bid you farewell. Yours, Firk.
Save. Oh, so bob them now, my master, heir is Lord Mayor.
Lord Mayor?
Aye, by death of certain aldermen, Lord Mayor of London.
Tell me, sir, knowest thou one Hans, a shoemaker?
Hans Shoemaker? Oh, yes, stay. Yes, I have him. I'll tell you what, I'd speak it in secret. Mistress Rose and he are by this time, no, not so, but shortly, I'd have come over one another with, can you dance, the shaking of the sheets.
Where are they to be married? Dost thou know the church?
I never go to church, but I know the name of it. It is a swearing church. Oh, by my faith. That tis, by my faith's church, under Paul's cross.
Upon my life,
My nephew Lacey walks in the disguise of this Dutch shoemaker.
Aye, mine misgives me now. 'Tis so, indeed.
My nephew speaks the language, knows the trade.
Let me request your company, my lord. Together we'll refrain their headstrong rashness.
You must rise betimes, for they mean to fall their aye, parson, repass, pindy-pandy, which hand will you have very early?
My lord of Lincoln, this night accept your lodging in my house. The earlier shall we stir, and at St. Faith's prevent this giddy harebrained nuptial. Yeah. This traffic of hot love shall yield cold gains. They ban our loves, and we'll forbid their bets.
Ah, here's no craft in the gentle craft. It's soft now. These two gulls will be at St. Faith's Church tomorrow morning to take Master Bridegroom and Mistress Bride napping. And they, in the meantime, shall chop up the matter at the Savoy. But the best sport is, Sir Roger Oatley will find my fellow lame rape's wife going to marry a gentleman, and he'll stop her instead of his daughter. Oh, brave, there will be fine tickling sport.
Fear nothing. Am not I Simair? Is not Simair now Lord Mayor of London? Fear nothing, Hans. This is the morning, say my bully, my honest Hans, is it not?
This is the morning that must make us too happy or miserable. Therefore, if you...
Away with these ifs and ands, Hans, and these et ceteras. By mine honour, Roland Lacey, none but the king shall wrong thee. Come, fear nothing, Rose. Let them all say what they can, dainty. Come thou to me. Laughs thou.
Oh, good, my lord. Stand her, friend, in what thing you may.
Why, my sweet lady Maggie, think you Simon here can forget his fine Dutch journeyman? Nova. Fie, I scorn it. It shall never be cast in my teeth that I was unthankful. Lady Maggie, thou'st never covered thy Saracen's head with this French flap, nor loaden thy bum with this farthing ale. 'Tis trash, trumpery vanity. Simon Eyre had never walked in a red petticoat, nor worn a chain of gold, but for my fine journeyman's coins. And shall I leave him? No. Prince am I none, yet bear a princely mind.
My lord, 'tis time for us to depart from hence.
Lady Maggie, Lady Maggie, now take you two or three of my pie-crust eaters, my buff-jerking varlets, that do walk in black gowns at Simon Hare's heels. Take them, good Lady Maggie. Trip and go, my brown queen of periwigs, with my delicate Rose and my jolly Roland to the Savoy. See them linked, countenance the marriage, and when it's done, cling... Cling together, you Hamborough turtle doves. I'll bear you out. Come to Simon Eyre. Come, dwell with me. Hans, thou shalt eat minced pies and march pain. Rose away, cricket.
Good
Trip
master.
Trip and Air. Go, my Lady Maggie, to the Savoy. Hans, wed and to bed. Kiss. Kiss and away. Go, vanish.
Farewell, my lord.
Make haste, sweet love.
She'd fain the deed were done.
Come, sweet Rose, faster than deer we'll run.
Go, vanish, vanish. Avaunt, I say. By the Lord of Ludgate. It's a mad life to be a Lord Mayor. It's a stirring life. A fine life. A velvet life. A careful life. Well, Simon Eyre, yet set a good face on it, in the honour of St. Hugh. Soft, this day my fellow prentices of London come to dine with me. They shall have fine cheer, gentlemanlike cheer. I promise the mad Cappadocians, when we all served at the conduit together, that if ever I came to be mayor of London, I would feast them all, and I'll do it. I'll do it by the life of Pharaoh. By this beard, Simair will be no flincher. Besides, I've procured that upon every Shrove Tuesday, at the sound of the pancake bell, my fine dapper Assyrian lads shall clap up their shop windows and away. Boys, that day are you free. Let masters care, and prentices shall pray for Simon Eyre. This is the day, and this day they shall do it. They shall do it.
Masters, as we are the brave bloods of the shoemakers, heirs apparent to St. Hugh and perpetual benefactors to all good fellows, Rafe shall have no wrong.
Oh, and as for Master Ammon, neither Ammon nor Angman shall wrong thee in London, Rafe.
No.
Is not our own master heir, Lord Mayor? Speak, my heart.
Ammon's on right to his
peace before his peace. Yonder they come.
Stand to it, my heart. Firk, let me speak first.
No, Rafe, let me. Ammon, whither away so early?
Unmannerly, rude slave, what's that to thee?
To him, sir? Yes, sir, and to me, and others.
Aye.
Good morrow, Jane, how dost thou?
Villains, hands off! How dare you touch my love?
Hold me, heart! Oh! Touch her, Ammon! Yea, and more than that, we'll carry her away with us. My masters and gentlemen, never draw your bird spits. Shoemakers are steel to the back. Men, every inch of them. All spirit.
Well, and what of all this?
I'll show you. Jane, dost thou know this man? 'Tis Rafe, I can tell thee. Nay, 'tis he in faith, though he be lame by the wars. Yet look not strange round him, folding about the neck and kissing.
Lives, then, my husband.
Thou seest he lives. Come, lass, pack home with him.
Rafe!
Stay! Rafe. Who comes here?
Yonder's a lying varlet, mocked us so.
Come hither, sirrah.
Aye, sir. I am sirrah. You mean me, do you not? Well, is my nephew married?
Is he married? God give him joy, I'm glad of it. They have a fair day.
Villain, thou toast me that my daughter Rose this morning should be married at St. Faith's. We have watched there these 3 hours at the least, yet see we no such thing.
Truly, I am sorry for it. A bride's a pretty thing.
Come to the purpose. Here are the bride and bridegroom you look for, I hope.
What? Have I found your minion?
Hands, sons, what mean you? Are you mad? I hope you cannot enforce my wife from me.
Your wife?
Yea, my wife, and therefore the proudest of you that lays hands on her first, I'll lay my crutch across his pate.
True aim, lame Rafe. Here's bride sport.
Aye.
Sir Roger Oatley. Is this your daughter?
No, nor this your nephew. My lord of Lincoln, we are both abused by this base, crafty varlet.
Yea, forsooth, no varlet, forsooth, no base, no crafty neither, but of the gentle craft. Villain, I'll have thee punished for this wrong.
Me lords, I come to bring unwelcome news. Your nephew Lacey and your daughter Rose, early this morning wedded at the Savoy.
No.
None being present but the Lady Mayoress. Besides, I learnt among the officers that the mayor vows to stand in their defence against any that shall seek to cross the match.
But I'll prevent him. Come, Sir Roger Oakley. The king will do us justice in this cause.
Farewell, fool.
This matter is answered. Come, Rafe, home with thy wife. Ah, come, we fine shoemakers. Let's to our masters, the new Lord Mayor, and their swagger this Shrove Tuesday. I promise you wine enough, for Madge keeps the cellar.
Oh, Madge is a good wench.
And I'll promise you meat enough, for simpering Susan keeps the larder. Only to the victuals, me brave soldiers. Follow your captain. Oh, brave. Hark! Hark! The pancake bell rings.
The pancake bell!
Open the doors, my heart. Shut up the windows. Keep in the house. Let out the pancakes. Oh, rare, my heart. Now, let's march together for the honor of St. Jude to the great new hall in Gracious Street Corner, which our master, the new Lord Mayor, hath built.
All the crew of good fellows and prentices that march to dine at my Lord Mayor's cost today.
Oh, musical bells, still. Oh, Hodge, oh, my brethren, there's cheer for the heavens. Venison pasties walk up and down, putting off like sergeants.
Beef and brewage come marching in dry fats. Fritters and pancakes come trowling in wheelbarrows. Hens and oranges hopping in porters' baskets. Collops and hens in scuttles. And tarts and custards come quavering in malt shovels. Oh, March fair, my heart, how rare!
Jolly gentlemen shoemakers!
Soft! Where be these cannibals, these varlets, my officers? Let them all walk and wait upon my brethren, the prentices of London.
Oh, my lord, it'll be rare!
Now, Lady Maggie.
Ooh, the king! The king's most excellent majesty, his new gun.
Is my sovereign come? Vanish, my tall shoemakers, my nimble brethren. Look to my guests, the prentices. Stay a little now. And now, Hans, how looks my little Rose?
Let me request you to remember me. I know your honor easily may obtain free pardon of the king for me and Rose, and reconcile me to my uncle's grace.
Have done, my good Hans, my honest journeyman. Look cheerily. I'll fall upon both my knees till they be as hard as horn, but I'll get thy pardon.
Good, my lord, have a care what you speak to his majesty.
Away, you Islington white pot. Hence, you hopper ass. Oh. Your barley pudding full of maggots. Your broiled carbonado. Avoid Mephistopheles. Shall Sim e'er learn to speak of you, Lady Maggie? Vanish, Mother Minivacap. Vanish, go. Trip and go. Meddle with your partlets and your pishery-pashery, your flues and your whirligigs. Go, rub. Go out of mine alley. Simeon knows how to speak to a pope, to Sultan Solomon, to Tamburlaine, anywhere here. And shall I melt, shall I droop before my sovereign? No. Simair and my brethren, the gentlemen shoemakers, shall set your sweet majesty's image cheek by jowl by St. Hugh for this honor you've done poor Simon Eyre.
Tell me, Faith Medea, how old art thou?
My liege, a very boy here, a stripling, a younker. You see not a white hair on my head, nor a gray in this beard. Every hair, I assure thy majesty, that sticks in this beard, Simair values at the king of Babylon's ransom. Tamacham's beard was a rubbing brush to it. Yet I'll shave it off and stuff tennis balls with it to please my bully king.
But all this while, I do not know your age.
My liege, I am 56 years old. Yet I can cry with a sound heart for the honor of St. Hugh. Mark this old wench, my king. I danced the shaking of the sheets with her 36 years ago. Oh. And yet I hope to get 2 or 3 young Lord Mayors ere I die. Oh, I'm lusty still, Simair still. Care and cold lodging brings white hairs. My sweet majesty, let care vanish. Cast it upon thy nobles. It will make thee look always young like Apollo and cry, "Vroom!"
My gracious lord.
Lincoln, what news with you?
My gracious lord, have care on yourself, for there are traitors here.
Traitors in my house? God forbid. Where be my officers? I'll spend my soul ere my king feel harm.
Where is the traitor, Lincoln?
Here he stands, my nephew, Roland Lacey.
Lincoln, speak. What canst thou lay unto thy nephew's charge?
This, my dear liege. Your grace to do me honor, heaped upon the head of this degenerous boy, desertless favors. You made choice of him to be commander over powers in France. But
Lincoln, prithee, pause a while. I know how Lacey did neglect our love. 'Twas not a base want of true valor's fire that held him out of France, but love's desire.
I will not bear his shame upon my back.
Nor shalt thou, Lincoln. I forgive you both.
Then, good my liege, forbid the boy to wed one whose mean birth will much disgrace his bed.
Are they not married?
No, my liege, we are.
We are.
Shall I divorce them, then? You hear them, Lincoln?
Yea, my liege, I do.
Yet canst thou find it to the heart to part these two? Who seeks beside you to divorce these lovers?
I do, my gracious lord. I am her father.
Sir Roger Oakley, our last mayor, I think.
The same, my liege.
Would you offend love's laws? Well, you shall have your wills. Soft, let me see. You are both married, Lacey. Then, upon thy life, I charge thee not to call this woman wife.
Oh, my most gracious lord, I kneel to thee.
Nay, Rose, this bridegroom cannot be your bride.
Oh, my liege.
Are you pleased, Lincoln?
Yes,
okay,
my lord.
Are you pleased?
Yes, my lord.
Then must my heart be eased. For, credit me, my conscience lives in pain till these whom I divorced be joined again. Lacey, give me thy hand.
My liege.
Rose, lend me thine.
Sir.
Be what you would be. Kiss now.
Roland.
So, that's fine. At night, lovers to bed. Now, let me see. Which of you all mislikes this harmony? What says my mad Lord Mayor to all this love?
Oh, my liege. This honor you've done to my fine journeyman here, Roland Lacey, and all these favors which you've shown to me this day in my poor house will make Simon Eyre live longer by 12 of warm summers more than he should.
Now, my mad knaves, peace, speak softly. Yonder is the king.
God save you.
Mad Simon, would they anything with us?
Mum, mad knaves, not a word. I'll do it. I warrant you. I'll do it.
They are all beggars, my liege. All for themselves, and I for them all. On both my knees do entreat, your grace would vouchsafe to taste of a poor banquet that stands sweetly waiting for your sweet presence.
Ere I will taste of thy banquet, and will say, I have not met more pleasure on a day.
That was The Shoemaker's Holiday, or A Pleasant Comedy of the Gentle Craft by Thomas Dekker, who may well have been born 400 years ago this year. The part of Simon Eyre, the shoemaker, who became Lord Mayor of London, was played by the late Sir Donald Wolfert. The former Lord Mayor, Sir Roger Oatley, was played by Felix Felton. Sir Hugh Lacey, Earl of Lincoln, by Philip Lever, and his nephew, Roland Lacey, by Dennis Quilley. Marjorie, Eyre's wife, was played by Vivian Chatterton. Hodge, Eyre's foreman, by Charles Leno. His journeyman, Firk, by Geoffrey Matthews, Rafe, by John Brining, and Rafe's wife, Jane, by Eva Haddon. Rose Oatley was played by Janet Richer. Her maid, Sybil, by Betty Bascom. Master Hammond, by Alistair Duncan. Master Warner, by Godfrey Kenton. A Dutch Skipper, by George Merritt. Dodger, a servant to the Earl of Lincoln, by Dennis Gosher. A Serving Man, by Anthony Vickers. And The King, by Charles Simon. The music was composed by John Hotchkiss and played by the Welbeck Orchestra, leader Vera Kantrovich, conducted by the composer. The Shoemaker's Holiday was adapted for radio and produced by Raymond Rakes.